Some people are using the word genocide to describe what's happening in Aleppo. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, didn't go that far. But yesterday she did tweet this. Aleppo is joining Rwanda and Srebrenica as defining historical events that embody evil. Assad, Russia, Iran know no shame. She's referring to the genocide in Rwanda in 1994 and the massacre of men and boys in Bosnia in 1995. Philip Gurevich of The New Yorker wrote the book on Rwanda. The book was called, Philip, We Wish to Inform You That Tomorrow We Will Be Killed With Our Families, Stories from Rwanda. And on Monday, you tweeted, People of Aleppo wish to inform you that tomorrow they will be killed with their families. So clearly you see some equivalence. Would you use the word genocide?
I wouldn't use the word genocide because in the strict legal sense, and I think that it matters because it is a specific crime, and not just legally, but just conceptually, it has to be a systematic project of exterminating a group defined by religion, race, ethnicity, so on, a very specific definition of that. I would describe it as what looks like an indiscriminate and a systematic attempt, or not just an attempt, extermination of the civilian population of an area defined as this particular field of conflict. And Aleppo's clearly just being basically wiped out, much as Bashar al-Assad's father, Hafez al-Assad, wiped out the city of Hama in his time. What I was saying when I said the people of Aleppo wish to inform you that tomorrow they will be killed with their families, and echoing the title of my book, is that in both cases you had specific people in Aleppo had been tweeting and reaching out to say, we expect to be killed in the next very short period of time. Many of them were saying within hours, within days, saying, this may very well be my last message. Please do remember us. We want you to know that we are about to be killed. Mm. It was simply the absolute literal specificity, which of course expands to a much broader sense that we all saw this with our eyes open and we were all called out to from that place. And there, as in Rwanda, I think the message had been very clear from the international community that there wasn't going to be any help coming.
So the word genocide, I mean, why does it matter that it's a specific ethnic group of people? Like, in Rwanda, lots of people were mixed Tutsi and Hutu, and some people who were killed were Hutu because they supported the Tutsi. So this is a group in Aleppo that opposes Bashar al-Assad, right?
Right. That's different. It's political. In other words, it's a political identification. So in Rwanda, the term genocide applies to the very clear intent to exterminate the entirety of the Tutsi population. And during the genocide, there were also massacres or widespread killing of Hutus who resisted or opposed the political order of the genocidal forces who were in charge. And those would not be technically categorized as genocide deaths. Now, what I really want to stress is this doesn't diminish them.
Right.
It doesn't diminish morally, legally, or just in terms of sheer sort of humanity, the outrageousness and extremity of the crime to say that this was mass political murder. The destruction of an entire population because they are in a city is, there is now a crime defined in international law as just the crime of extermination.
Mm. And in quotation marks, a crime against humanity.
It's certainly a crime against humanity. It's certainly a war crime in this case. It's in the context of ending a war or a battle within a war by simply exterminating the population in that place.
Well, Syria is more complex than Rwanda. Ambassador Power called out Assad and his allies, Russia and Iran, yesterday. Whom do you blame, Philip? Are there other players you blame?
I think in this particular case, obviously the Assad regime has made this calculation from the very beginning that any amount of extreme force would be worth directing towards its own population in order to remain in power and eliminate resistance.
There are two sides to every conflict. And in Western Aleppo, the government side, people have been dancing in the streets to celebrate victory and an end to fighting. The defeated rebels do have a legitimate cause. They're fighting for democracy, but they also have a slick social media machine. Are we allowing them to shape the narrative, you know, just wheeling out the word genocide and getting people like you and me to talk about it.
Well, I mean, I would say that the question, I would put the question a little differently, which is, of course, people are celebrating on the government side. People celebrated on, you know, on every side of every war. But the fact that you're celebrating doesn't mean that a war crime isn't being committed. Doesn't mean that an extermination isn't taking place, right? The fact that there is, and this is also very different because if you're comparing it to Rwanda or even to Srebrenica, Srebrenica was in the context of a civil war, a massacre in the former Yugoslavia. But the people who were killed were, you know, unresisting people who were already captive. In Rwanda, they were killing unarmed civilians who were not involved in fighting back at all. In Aleppo, obviously, you have a more complex situation where Aleppo has been for a long time now a battleground with the rebel areas and the population within it suffering together. And that doesn't eliminate the responsibility of the side that's simply indiscriminately killing in places that it's gaining control of and defeating. Mm. So, you know, the fact that people are saying genocide and that one can dispute whether it's genocide doesn't mean that one can dispute that there are atrocities taking place on a extraordinary scale in Syria for the last 5 years,
going,
6 years now.
Closing in at six, yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't in any way alter that there are tremendous atrocities being committed. And the right or wrong of the different sides in the war is invariably going to be invoked to justify what one when one is justifying a cause, the extremes of it. But like if there's a policy to massacre and to torture and to capture and kill prisoners and often civilians, that is not in any way mitigated here by the fact that you have people celebrating on the other side of town.
Philip Gurevich of The New Yorker, always good to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.